You're listening to Missed It Possibilities, recorded live in the KOWA studio in Olliwa, Cascadia.
Thank you so much for making me actually professional now, because I so would have forgotten that. And for anyone out there who does not know, the COA meetings are Mondays at 6, for those of you who are not professional enough like me who would have forgotten that. And Dee runs this place like a clockwork because he is getting so professional, because he does it all the time.
If you want to make everybody in the world free and make and rise like a great sun over a shadowed valley and chase away all the secrecy and all the doubt and all the shame and all the pride and all the nonsense that blinds us to the truth that we are all one, then you have to be professional. Because you can't be, we're going to learn on Aircastadia or Air Olympia here in a little while, that you can't be like the 60s, you know. They got to be like that so that we can be professional and like clockwork and make the order and the chaos into a fine androgynous synthesis.
Clockwork, a working, yes.
That's time there.
Oh, time. So what if we were on a different planet, and so now we don't have,
we might be heavier,
right? And all, but also would our
due to gravitational pull there, people,
just as fast, even though time it would be seem different to us because,
well, deterioration is having to do with how fast your body degenerates. Now that's part of aging.
Well, it's your cells trying to resonate on the frequency of the Earth. And mm-hmm. and when those cells no longer resonate at that frequency, they're either down or they're up too high. They're out of balance. Whatever is out of balance, after a while, that it just stays out of balance and your body starts deteriorating.
However, they can't figure out what causes that degeneration.
Oh, I know what it is, though.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. It's
oh,
it's
do you hear the angels singing?
Okay. It's a thermo... It's like a...
thermonuclear?
No,
or
it's
nucleic,
it's like
I'm sorry.
It's well, no, it's more like the action of heat against our bodies. Then there's always the chaos in the heat.
The speed of the when things are fat, when you move because of heat, the action of the cell is quicker.
Right.
And so the
so if there was an absence of have that heat, then
we'd be cold.
Yeah, we'd be very cold, but we wouldn't deteriorate.
Oh, so kind of like cryogenic freezing.
Kind of, yeah. You slow your cells down to a certain, you know, to where they're not moving as
like
fast.
Like ice worms. Do you know they have ice worms that actually freeze completely all the way through on this planet?
Yeah.
And they are frozen solid, and yet they get de-thawed, and they are still alive.
Right. So in a concept of time, what...
And that's not an if. That's a fact.
What makes our time? Is it
talk into the microphone, sir.
what makes our time though? Is it the sun coming up every day and you know going back down at the same times and?
Well, no, because it doesn't come up at the same time or go down at the same time.
Right,
time
it's a new time.
We measure time by the rotation of the Earth around the sun. And how many times the Earth rotates around the sun and how many times the Earth rotates in a circle, you know, does it... Boy, am I lacking verbiage today. My brain just stopped rotating within its own, you know, the synapses in the brain stopped, and so therefore my speaking stopped. I actually went to college for broadcasting people, and then I had children, and I started to stutter. Now, what if that happens to you? I'd like to know.
You want to know what I think time is? Time is is born of the subjective mind's necessity to relate itself as one isolated particular of a larger manifestation to that larger manifestation in order to fulfill its function within the, you know, absolute being of that manifestation. And so time actually doesn't even exist, because if that manifestation is all one, then that means the past, present, and future of it are necessarily all one. And so everything that we see is just a is just a kind of like illustration of one particular process of that overall totality.
Right. What's your definition of time, Shalina? She's like, oh man, they're gonna make me talk.
Yep. Talk to the microphone.
I don't know anything.
Little lady, you put your face right up to that microphone.
I'm just enjoying the listening I'm doing here.
At what point did I sound intelligent?
You know things about time.
Time's a watch. There you go.
Yes, time is an illusion. Do you think it's an illusion or do you think it's real?
Oh, definitely it's illusion. Yeah.
Why?
Why? Exactly. You think I just said that? There you go. I'm listening.
She says she's listening.
Jim, I'm here to help.
All right, we got Jim in the studio, and she's here to help.
I'm a doctor. I'm not a pool man. No, you know what? I think that time doesn't really exist. Time doesn't exist because when I'm laying on my back on the green grass and I'm watching the clouds pass by and my kids come and jump on me because they're playing and I roll in the grass with them and I have a good time and I'm not thinking about time and I'm not stressing out and I'm not worried and I don't care about the passage of the day, right. It doesn't matter to me. And then as it starts to get a little cooler and the clouds go away and the sun is making me sleepy and my kids cuddle up next to me and we kind of pass away into a bit of a nap and we wake up a little later and we go grab the rest of the picnic and it doesn't really matter. And then we say, hey, weren't we going to go do something this afternoon? And we walk somewhere else and we go do something and it doesn't matter anymore. And then we find the rest of our family and we do something else and that didn't matter and it passes into the evening. And that doesn't matter either. And we play some music, and Dee gets out his guitar and sings for us, and the rest of the crowd comes around, and the pirate family, as we call ourselves, all gathers around, and we have songs and food and family, and the night passes on, and it doesn't matter. And we fall into a sleep, and the night passes on. I never did worry about the time, so it doesn't matter to me.
Russell Means said that the white man invented time in order to run the crazy stuff that the white man tries to impress upon the earth, you know.
Really? That is so crazy because I had no idea that color had anything to do with what anybody was doing.
Well, you know, the people who I guess you could say
that would be a definite if.
The people who believe in ownership invented time. You it's not necessarily the white people or these people or those people. It's just the people, because the main difference between peaceful Native American culture, because there were peaceful ones and not peaceful ones, and European cultures is that, and warlike European cultures and peaceful European cultures is that the warlike cultures have always believed in ownership.
Do you know what? I think what if color actually developed because people's culture and color developed by what area of the world they were in for what type of climate they were in?
Yeah, probably.
Lighter skinned people were probably in an Arctic area. Darker skinned people were probably in a more really hot tropical area. You know, middle skinned people were probably in a middle skinned type area.
Yeah, I would say so.
But that's just a what if for you. And by golly, by gum, I don't think it really had much to do with trying to kill each other off.
No, I don't think it
but
has to do
with that.
But
that's just a concept,
anything.
Just a possibility. Don't know about that, really, you know. But then we got around each other and thought, well, I think we better try to do something about this because we look different. And that just kind of scares me. Never
that's
saw anything
silly.
Like that before.
Yeah.
So therefore, we have to eradicate each other because I never saw anything like that before. That's a funny looking bear.
I think a good what if would be like, what if people could forget that time exists, and then they could forget about the past, and then they could forget all about racism, and they could just live as one.
You know, that happens when people have amnesia. And you know what I think is the coolest thing in the world? Little kids don't care. And they ask the questions without worrying about race, creed, color, political correctness, because they just truly want to know, because they're not worried about shooting each other, killing each other, stepping on each other's toes. They're not worried about a person's religion. They're not worried about anything except for the fact that they love everybody equally and that everybody is even to them. They know that if that person gets cut, that person's blood is going to be the same color. When they skin each other's knee, it's going to hurt. When that mommy cries, that mommy is hurting on the inside just like their mommy. When that daddy laughs, that daddy is laughing just like their daddy. And it doesn't matter what language they're talking. It doesn't matter what color their skin is. And it doesn't matter who they pray to.
Right. Back to the time. time issue. All right. So we got this little amount of time. And our bodies are going to die. But
says you.
There is no end. Right. Well, there is no end. There is no beginning. But there is eternity.
Why?
Because that's how it is.
How do you know?
That there's eternity?
Yeah, how do you know?
Well, I believe that our souls live on after we...
Well, there's a can of worms, by God!
Yep, that's right.
Zarathustra says that the soul is as mortal as the body. The soul being the mind... or collection of preferences and you know, learned customs and whatever, the collection of like information data that has been gathered by the body. The soul is as mortal as the body, but the knot of causes in which has facilitated the necessity that the soul comes
so
to.
So explain astral projections, ghosts, any kind of out-of-body experience.
Holy cow, I got so many shows wrapped up into this, I'm going to be going for weeks. No, really, the reason I asked you how you knew about eternity was because that is a whole different concept of time.
Right, it's almost the absence of time, because as soon as you think...
There is no time.
There is no
eternity.
Time. It's eternity.
So the whole concept here is that we created time. We created time to measure our deaths.
We created time
because we are... We are finite.
All around us is a rebirth and a death. A rebirth, death, a cycle.
We are
so we
finite
measure the cycles
because our cells degenerate, which you started to explain. Our cells degenerate, but they don't have to.
Right. They absolutely don't have to.
So, eternity is what exists because we die. But we do not have to die. So that's kind of what I was getting at, okay? Because you like had a panic attack. If you all could have seen the look on Dan's face when I said, how do you know there's eternity? I thought he was going to have a heart attack. He went about 3 shades of pale. And he's like, well, because I believe in a life after death that our souls live on. I thought he was going to swallow his tongue.
How do you know what you... He was having
a heart attack. Yeah. He's like, oh my gosh, the 3 taboo topics... sex, politics, and religion. Do not talk about them. He was just like, So, no, I really was asking, how do you know there's an eternity? Because it goes to the, hey, no back talk here. We're having a radio show. You can't have side chatter. Take it out of the studio, boys and girls. Oh my gosh. It was all him. Go to the corner. This is, but if you're going to come in here and talk, you have to go outside the studio so you can't hear it in here. Gosh, I feel like I'm in
your time is running out.
Hey, can I have some? Thank you. Oh, great. I love it. No, back to what we were saying. He'd asked about eternity. See, you're missing out. He'd struck the eternity issue, and I made him panic, and it was funny. So, gosh, I need a video camera y'all can see. It's great in here. You guys are missing the party. And
is there even anyone listening?
Oh, there's people listening. We had 8 people download the show. I'm so excited. I had 8 listeners. I think that was after the fact, though. Is there anybody out there? Now I should have Pink Floyd in the background.
It's not if you can hear me.
Well, at least we're listening. Well, you and I were listening. They weren't.
Sorry.
Shalina's like, I'm so busted. It's like being back in high school. But... So, we've established the fact that time is basically a measurement that we have because we die. But we don't have to die because our cells can regenerate. They stop regenerating because... And you started to explain
it's
that.
It's called thermal entropathy, I think it is.
What?
Darn it, I love knowing people that are that intelligent.
what I mean, all it is is basically after a while you got these cells or not cells.
All right, no, I think I can simplify it.
Okay.
Have you ever all known about a boiling pot? Watched pot never boils. Same thing. The faster cells move.
Yeah.
They go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Well, since our cells can't turn to steam and float away like it does in a watched pot, they actually start to degenerate.
Right.
And therefore we start to die. However, fact of the matter is,
they have weight loss pills that speed that process up for you.
So stay away from speed. Methamphetamines are bad for you. Do not tweak. But in reality, degeneration is not natural. It's not. We are meant to regenerate. Regeneration is the natural process of life. There are certain things that speed up the process. And because we only use a certain amount of our mind, our brain, and because in the history of mankind, the life expectancy has gone up, gone down, gone up, yeah, gone down. That can change. It can be affected. I mean, there's times where people lived up over 100. There's times where people lived to like 25. You know.
Well, the thing for me is
she
like.
Spoke.
It just depends on how you take care of yourself.
Isn't she a sweet little shy girl?
For me, I don't want my body to live on. I don't want my physical body to keep living till I'm 5,000 years old. No, I want this
that
physical body eventually, you know, at the right time, I want it to die, and then I can really start living.
Well, I can't say that I disagree with you. Personally, I think that life, although it's an adventure, okay?
I feel like this is our birth almost. This is like...
Oh my gosh, the picture that brought to mind was horrifying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For all y'all that don't know me, I do think in pictures. So sometimes my friends find it really, really funny to say things like Dan just said. So now that I'm past that moment, not quite past. Yes, life is, first of all, let me say this, just a little moment of wisdom. Life is what you make it. It's 10% what happens to you, and it's 90% how you roll with it. Bad stuff's going to happen. It's going to happen. That's not a what if. That is an is. Stuff is going to happen in your life. It happens, and then I believe it was Forrest Gump that said, yes, in front of it. It happens, and it does happen. Things happen in life, and we don't always like it. But how you choose to react to it is what makes you the person you are. You can be a mopey, grumpy, unhappy person. You can have a pity party for the rest of your life, rolling around trying to find the cheese to have with your wine. Or you can pick yourself up with the bootstraps and, you know, find a platitude and, you know, roll with it.
Keep on trucking, baby.
Yeah, keep on trucking. I've got my own personal mental Harley that I roll on all the time.
Mm.
You know, I'm a blue-eyed Irish gypsy. I'm rolling in life looking for the adventure. I'm on the high seas of life. Life is my adventure. And I say I have a pirate family because my family's my crew. I'm the captain. And we're looking for the treasure in life all the time. And my treasure happens to be love, loyalty, knowledge, and respect. And I'm rocking and rolling on the high seas of the adventure of life. And it's good. That doesn't mean it's easy. It's just good. And that's our philosophy. Now, that being said, when a storm hits you, it may capsize your ship. It may toss you into the rocks. It may beat the hell out of your ship. It may, you know, take out the mast. It may knock you over. It may drown you. You may be eaten by the Kraken. You may have all sorts of things happen and come back to life several times. I think I'm beginning to look like, you know, Captain Sparrow. And he was not an attractive man by the time he'd been eaten by the Kraken 4 or 5 times. I'll guarantee it. And I'm pretty well there. I don't mean Johnny Depp. I mean the real Captain Sparrow. Pirates were not attractive at that point. All right, I mean, we're talking. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho! All right, really, they did not live a beautiful life. These people didn't get to shower. They had rats on their ship. They had dirt
scurvy
under their fingernails. They had scabies and lice and rickets, and it was fun. Let me tell you, it was fun. But it was fun. Let me tell you, it was fun. And they had days and months of sailing around waiting for an adventure. But when that adventure came, it was pure adrenaline.
Yeah.
And that's what they lived for. So
it sounds like a modern day version of that. Sounds like street kids traveling around.
Like I said, how you look at life is your own choice. That's just it. So, okay, now that I've taken a moment out for Mamba's personal note on how to pick up this is your Daily Wise moment, given to you by Mamba on Mystic Possibilities. Now that you've had your daily PSA, let's move on. All right, there, now that I've done my preaching, I think my kids will feel better because they don't need to worry about it getting it at home. Sorry about that. I'm off my little soapbox. Now we can go forward. I'm blushing now.
Time.
What she's like, time? You've done enough. Now it's time you're done. Everyone in here is younger than me going, God, I hate it when she does that. They call me Mamba for a reason. Please, somebody right. Talk.
Yeah. Okay, so we're talking about time. Talking about... what's an important what's
forever
time
not wanting to live
yeah
forever.
No, well, not wanting to live in my body forever. I don't want to live this. I mean, like, my body's turning into crap. Like, I mean,
and he's
I'm
so much younger than me.
Yeah, I'm 23 and, like, you know, my back hurts all the time. Like, my
Shut
hips
up.
Are starting to hurt, you know.
He's saying this
I've
as he had to help
out.
Me down the stairs
yeah.
yesterday for real. Oh, that's terrible. Okay. My hip was out.
Well, all I'm saying is, like, you know, as I go on and my body ages and gets older, like, it's just going to keep hurting worse and worse and worse. It's not going to get better. I mean, there's things that I could do to improve it and make me feel better in my old age.
You
but,
are, shut up.
But, hey, I'm,
oh, you are
I,
in so
all,
much trouble.
All I got to say is you know.
My old age of 23.
As soon as my time is for this body to die, I can't wait. I'm going to go on.
Shut
I'm going to just sail out there. And fly around the sun a few times, and, you know.
Oh, you are in so much trouble, Dan.
I'm going to be a free spirit just floating around
you
the universe.
You are a free spirit.
Just
You're just
flying.
A free spirit with a
trapped
with
in
an
a body.
Old body.
I'm trapped in a body. This is how I was born, trapped in a body.
This is how I was
and
born.
And then death is just a transition.
Despite
It'd
all
be like
my
you
rage,
clipped your
I'm
fingernails.
Still just a rat in a cage.
Like clipping
no,
your fingernails.
No,
almost.
Really. Life. Doesn't have to be a cage, but that's because we I think here's a possibility. Is it that we are not in control of our freedom because we are not in control of our mind
ourselves,
because we don't fully utilize our capacity as human beings,
right?
Because we feel that we have full control when we really don't. Do we depend too much on the tangible and not enough on the natural? I mean, we use 10% of our brains at the maximum. We say that we are very intelligent beings because we can make technology, and yet the unseen can't possibly be real, and yet we say that there's energy out there. The world is made of energy. So why is it not possible that something could be vibrating at a higher level than we are and we just can't see it?
Yeah, that's totally possible. Actually, that is.
So
that
if that's the case,
is
how is
works,
it not possible that there's so many things that we could tap into that's vibrating at a different level? If we could get tap into it with our own brain, we could utilize the other 90% of our brain. Yeah, I don't want to live for 5,000 years. I mean, good grief, 34 years. I'll be 34 at the end of the month. And Dan Amol's saying at 23, he's ready to check out. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm going to enjoy it while I can. But, you know, as soon as I'm out of here, I'm
going to take
I'm
you
soaring.
Home and I'm going to ground you. I swear. Hush your lips.
I'm soaring.
Soaring.
Yeah.
yeah, what are you going to be the one that I'm helping down the stairs here in a minute? Hush your lips. Good grief. No, in truth, we all have challenges, but can we not take the good from the past, the good from the present, combine it with the natural or the natural possibilities, and make a future that's absolutely fantastical, literally and figuratively?
Yeah, well, we can, and that's by waking up every day and realizing it's a new day and the possibilities are unlimited, and don't put constraints on yourself, but let open doors just open right in front of you, you know, just.
I think one of the worst things we can do is say that's your imagination and use it with a negative connotation.
Right.
Because if you can imagine it, why can you not become it?
Right.
The imagination is purely creation. What can we not create? Now, here is something that makes most people crazy. Reality. Most people think that to be real, it has to be tangible. For those of you who don't know what tangible means, that means touchable. You have to be able to feel it. Now, I'm going to ask you, when was the last time you saw air? And somebody said to me, well, you see air when it's rising up off the hot earth. Okay, maybe. Or maybe it's heat. Or maybe it's dust.
How about this? Okay, if there's a tree in the forest and it falls and no one's around, does it still make sound?
Yes.
But it's not really sound, it's vibration. And since there's no one around to perceive it,
well,
it's just another vibration.
There are beings around to perceive it.
Right. But if there's no one around.
There are beings around to perceive it. Just not.
So you're already talking on the eternal.
No,
on the internal spirit level.
I'm talking about animals.
Right, right. But not. I'm talking like there's nothing around.
You said no one.
No one, that's right.
Okay, why does it have to be a person? As long as there's an animal and they have cochlea in their ear, they can hear it.
Right, right. And but what if, okay, there's nothing around and this tree falls? You know, it's more like, okay, it's more like this. Are we there to perceive it or are we not there to perceive it? Can we perceive it or, you know?
Well, again, truth is a perception. It's like this. You look at one side of something, and Shalina looks at the other side of something, and I look at the other side of something. And then we're supposed to describe that something to someone who's never seen it. You're going to describe one side of it, she's going to describe one side of it, and I'm going to describe one side of it, and that
right.
person is going to hear three different sides of something that they've never seen. And we're going to sound like a bunch of liars.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, that is not a stool! And we're going to be like, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is, dude. It's totally a stool. And they're going to be like, well, how come that side of the stool is green and that side of the stool is purple and that side of the stool is orange? And we're going to be like, because it's in Media Island and they paint everything weird. And they'll be like, no, you are lying, crazy people, and I don't believe you. And then we're going to walk around the stool and we'll be like, oh, we didn't know the other side was white. And when you pick it up, it's totally unpainted on the bottom. And on the
right.
top, well, it's got a wood top. And to perceive the whole truth, you have to look at it and see the whole thing. So, in truth, the complete perception of the truth is to look at the complete perception and say, well, sir, I'm going to tell you that this is a stool that is painted in Media Island, where they paint everything completely strangely. And there's four colors on four sides that are different. The top is a wood stool top, the bottom is unpainted, and there's four different sides, four different colors.
Sorry.
Now, knowing that, I'm going to tell you that before I start telling that. So, when you get this perception, understand that you're going to be told all four things. This is why we have so many disagreements on Earth about religion, about creed, politics, everything. Because you're hearing one perception of everything. They see what they see, and that's the truth and only the truth. But no one has stopped to look around the sides of everything, on everything, about time, about this and that. And that's why I can't say this is mystic truths, because I can't look at all sides of everything. I have not. I know this is amazing to you, but I have yet to die. Go ahead and come back and tell you all what it's about. Well, I can't say I haven't, but that I can remember. And I have yet to go have a conversation with God, shake it's hers, wits, it's possible, and if there is, and sit back and be able to come and talk to y'all about it. When I do, I will have it on air. Okay, for real. If I could do that, I'm all about the whole truth, nothing but the truth, all sides of the truth, perceptions, and everything. And I love being able to create and understand and the possibilities, the endless possibilities. I love imagination. I love invention. I love it all. I love to learn. I love the idea of the idea. And I love the what if. Because of that, I'm right here talking to y'all about it. Because I don't know everything. And I want to know what if it's possible. What crackpot idea is out there? Is it possible that we are actually standing on the back of a giraffe being balanced by a turtle?
Yeah. I want to believe that, but there's pictures.
In the dream of a purple monkey man. It is possible. I don't know. It's also possible that we're actually inside the ball of a large alien baby, and he's playing marbles with us. Who knows? And that's a really, really disgustingly sad and non-philosophical idea. But it is a possibility. In that case, we're a who. But, you know, who knows? As we're sitting here talking about deep spiritual philosophical ideas, it's, you know, we're actually, Horton hears a who, and we're going, please, please, don't let that kid play marbles. You know, because one of these days he's going to crack it, and we're going to be just really out of luck. And Horton's thinking, oh, man, I have to help that little planet. That would be really a bummer if we found that out. Dude, that would really suck. Could you imagine? I hope if we are a marble, we're a really pretty colored one. That's all I can say. Because, you know, I want to be a pretty universe. I don't want to be some ugly, like, pea green colored one. Because that would be the one no kid would trade. You know, that would be the one that they'd all aim at and never trade. You know what I'm thinking? Really? Yeah. It's going to be a philosophy. I want to be a really pretty philosophy that's not going to get, like, thrashed on the carpet.
I think we've already destroyed our universe, though, because there's a bunch of idiots here that, you know, don't appreciate. Like, they're all about the big thing, and they're not about the little things. And that's why, like, our planet even, look at it. It's disgusting. Like, look at it, like, 20 years ago.
I don't think the planet is disgusting. I think what's been done to it.
Exactly.
Is.
Well, that's what I mean. It's just like the smog, like in the Evergreen State, you can see smog. Come on now, come on. It just we're
the things that
I can't,
are sad is that
very
with
debatable
all
subject.
Of the concepts of time that we have, people don't want to look at how much damage can be done in such short amount of it. Hmm. Whether or not time is a real concept, whether or not the concept of eternity is around, whether or not our souls last or not, we do have a measurable time that we created. And in that measurable amount of time, we did make technology. And with that technology, we have done many good things. But we, as a species, have also made atrocities that are astronomical. We took theories of from a genius man.
All curiosity. Curiosity
killed is wonderful,
the cat, you know.
But
not when you're like gonna abuse it.
Our
know?
Desire to destroy
mm-hmm.
has. Why, I wonder, and if anyone has a theory on this, I would love you to call. You know, call us up here at KOWA, 360-352-1646. I would love to hear from you. I would love any ideas any of you can give me. Or arguments. Bring them on. I would love it.
Let's hear it.
Because really, to hear what you've got to say would be astronomical. I would love it. I want to know what anyone's got to say about why we are so destructive. And when we do get a gift from a mind that is beautiful, do we always have to turn it first towards war? Why would something as wonderful as some of the theories that Einstein created, why would we take the ability to split an atom and first take that gift and figure out how to make a bomb from it?
Instead of maybe using it to learn how to become independent of fossil fuels?
Yes. Instead of raping the Earth, Gaia. By the way, I am Gaian, if anyone asks. I'm not an Earthling, I'm a Gaian. Gaia is Earth, and therefore I am a Gaian. I just think it's a prettier name. But really, instead of... How many of you like to have your blood drawn? I don't know
about you. I actually
do. You like to have your blood drawn?
I actually do. My mom was a phlebotomist growing up, and I used to go up just for fun to get my blood drawn. She'd look at my whatever cells. I don't know.
Dan, you are the coolest dude I have ever met. Other than being like, okay, I'm broke down at 23, you are so freaking cool.
Well, I'm not broke down. I'm just like, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this body. I know there's...
Okay, trade it in for
greater.
No,
I don't want a new body. I don't want a body.
I
want to just be in my spirit all the time.
I would totally love to have my soul be in charge of my brain and my body and like then quantify into
energy.
Yeah,
but they're
right
fighting
now.
Against each other.
Well, that's what I'm
earth.
Working on.
There's
I'm totally working on it right now so that I could quantify into energy right now. When I can do that, I'm like
you,
so
you already
there.
Are energy though.
No. Like do the whole whoosh, like powder.
Oh, condense?
You got it. That is the ultimate evolution.
Well, that would just make you a ball of energy. Right.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, that's it.
Right.
You got it. You won the $1 million that I don't have.
Okay.
Okay.
But I mean,
yes,
yeah,
I know
I mean,
I'm strange.
Yeah. No, but I mean, that's...
That's the ultimate evolution.
Right, and that takes place after our bodies die.
No, that is... That is less dense.
Well, what matters though is that after you die, your body dies.
Okay, that's a different show.
There is
that's
eternity.
A different show. I'm having you back, but that's a different show.
You're talking about energy.
That's a different show.
And live it
I
up.
Am talking about energy.
Did you know
but
about
that's a different show.
Conservation
all things,
of energy.
All things are energy.
The laws of energy.
Yes, and all things are energy.
Energy
as
doesn't
we understand
die.
It, I know. All things are energy as we understand it so far. Point being, however, that most people, let me go back to the whole blood draw thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Other than Dan, most people don't like being poked and prodded by needles.
Unless you're getting pierced.
Right, okay.
I just don't like seeing my blood come out, but
okay.
I love to do it.
But most people don't, yes.
Most people don't like getting blood drawn or such things. That being said, why do we go and do this to the earth and suck out all its blood? Why do we like to do that to Gaia?
Well, it's not actually necessarily the people that like to do it. It's what our forefathers have brought to us and what's been kept.
No. Then what do you think are we doing? People are doing it. It
yeah.
is the people doing
right,
it.
Yeah, right now, yeah.
So, it would be people unless we have mutated into something else.
Right.
I mean, this is possible, but I can't say that it's...
I feel the same. So pretty normal.
I mean, I refuse to make excuses for something that our species is doing. Whether our forefathers started it or not, if we're continuing the practice, then, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, and I've been studying alternative energy for 3-4 years right now, and I know, you know, hundreds of different ways to run anything independent of fossil fuels. A car, a generator for your house. I mean.
Keep your secrets to yourself.
No.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No,
the
really.
People need to know about this stuff,
they
though,
do.
Because,
they
it,
do.
You know.
Absolutely.
It's suppressed from the government. They suppress
and
this technology.
There are a few like you who are doing that, and it is absolutely, absolutely of the utmost importance. The thing is, we have done so much destruction in the name of science that we do not... I would like to know how much we have done in the name of creation or preservation.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we don't do things to preserve or to create.
But our efforts are not in that point.
But I would like to know how much, as a species and as a whole, we do to continue life and growth on this planet, not only for ourselves, but for this planet. Why? This is what my question is. Why do we not promote growth and preservation? Why are we a destructive species? We, as a whole, lean towards destruction. When we find something new, we tend, as a whole, to lean it towards destruction. Wow, we found out how to build a catapult. Let's figure out how to use it for war instead of figuring out how to fling food.
Right.
Wow, we figured out how to build fire, how we can burn our enemies out. We did use it for cooking and heat, but we know how now how to burn bodies and do things like this as well, and how to smoke out our enemies. Wow, we have the wheel. So now we can build better tanks. We have bullets and things like this instead of like fireworks. We have fireworks. You know, this is what gunpowder and things were used for in China. So now we have gunpowder, and the whole world uses it to make guns. But we don't have as many fireworks shows as we should, I say. Wow, we have chemical warfare. Why? So we can have more diseases. What was the purpose of that? What on earth are we doing trying to kill each other off with disease? That is the dumbest thing I have ever heard. Mind you, that's just my opinion.
And why are we trying to kill each other off in the first place?
Don't we do it well enough in the first place? Yeah, good grief. We're dying, and we just discussed the degeneration of cells. Please, turn up the heat. We're good. We're dying.
Yeah, we're dying. We don't need to go any faster.
I mean, really, if you want to worry about dying, just don't worry about medicine. Really, don't go to the doctor. So, let's kill our planet faster by cutting more trees. We're doing that already. The Arctic ice caps are going to be melted in 10 years, so we've already worked on that one. Let us see here. Yes, they're going to be melted in 10 years. We couldn't figure out how to fix global warming, so we just figured we'd speed it up so that we'd rectify it. Let's see here. We kill each other off with war, religion, sex, politics, just disagreements of all kinds. We just can't seem to agree. It's not that we don't get along. We basically don't like each other. We are so afraid of each other that... Well, basically, we're really scared rabbits, so we just go around killing each other, disliking each other, not getting along, not listening to science or the Earth, so we're trying to kill that, too. Any ideas, really, because obviously the idea of keeping the planet alive, keeping each other alive, keeping any beings alive, and when you do try to do that, or there's an association that tries to do that, they're called tree huggers.
Yeah.
Or they're really extremists if they try to do anything like that, you know. And don't get me wrong, I think that social programs are important, and yeah, ecological programs, the budget doesn't have that in it for it right now. Okay, here's a question for you. Here's a what if. Here's a crazy concept. Why don't we just actually stop worrying about the budget altogether and actually just start going back to nature? Oh, my God. Right. Why doesn't everybody stop spending and start growing?
But what kind of chain reaction would that have with all the people that don't want to change? There's people that... There's people that love revving up their engine, burning more oil. They love like coming up and, you know, causing someone else harm.
That's my point. We couldn't get along for 5 minutes to do it. There could not be, I think, mind you, I do not think that this planet could have one half an hour of agreed upon world peace. One half hour of planetary peace.
No, there wouldn't be.
It couldn't do it.
No.
You know how I think, you know why? I don't think we could have 5 minutes of sobriety. I don't think we could have 1 minute of silence, global silence. I think that we couldn't get along.
That's time.
We couldn't get back to time long enough to do that. I don't even think we have a planetary agreement on time. Well, that's because it's man-made, and we're not dying at the same rate.
Time's just based off an observation.
It's based off an observation, and since we weren't all dying at the same rate, therefore we calculated energy incorrectly for one thing, so we don't know. So it's all a concept that we created. Since we created that means that we do all have the same conception. We do all have one thing in common, people. We're all born and we all die. It doesn't matter where we go or what we do. We are all here living and dying together.
So why don't we make this good for each other?
That's right. And guess what? We're all here. Same place, same planet. Let's not...
Yeah. So what do we got to do about these people that are killing it and just going on and they don't want to change?
Oh, wait.
How are we going to overcome that?
Well, I don't know, but I could be wrong, but Gaia's kind of bigger than us. And when she shrugs, it tends to take out our little measly selves pretty quickly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I could be wrong, but, you know, last time there was a big earthquake, killed a couple people. Last time there was a big tidal wave, killed a couple people.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, when she gets mad and shrugs.
In war, I mean, maybe that's the answer, right? The war, you know, they sure like going and killing a bunch of people out over nothing, fighting little fights that, you know, they are told that they're for one thing, but, you know.
Playing chess is like whoever gets the most people.
Yeah. Well, and the pawns aren't being told that they're just going to be out and killed, you know.
Yeah.
Like. No
well,
problem.
No, I'll tell you, you fight, you die. You get shot, you die. Or you don't. But, you know, eventually you're going to die because that is the one thing we all globally have in common.
Yeah.
You're going to be born, you're going to die. It's universal. We all have that in common. Can't argue on it.
Yeah, anything that's made up of matter is decaying. Anything made up of matter. Energy, on the other hand, is eternal.
We all have that in common. That is so cool. I am so glad that we established that. We found out something that we universally have in common.
Like, there's not one thing that this whole planet can agree on, but you can't agree
we
on.
We can't agree on that. We all are born and we all die. And here's something else we all have in common. Disgusting or not, your body will release itself. You will all defecate.
None of us ever die because we're all one. And if we're all one, then we can't die because we're
that
all the same thing.
That is a spiritual
thing.
Perception that they will argue about. But we are all here on Earth, so you can't argue about that one. But you can continue to kill the Earth if you choose.
Isn't it more fun to believe that we're all one, though? And I mean
that would just depend on your opinion.
It's like most arguments are usually settled by that. If you're the things people
that's
usually
your
argue
opinion.
About are like, should we go to the ballroom or the big slide? You know, should you go down like the lazy river or the shoot thing, you know? And so it's always decided by what's more fun, so I assume...
It's not always decided by what's more fun, though. Some people say, I don't even want to go there. It's not fun. I would rather stay home and read.
Well,
or I would rather mope.
Well, then what's more fun was decided by them.
Or right wasn't there. Decided at all, because remember, even not deciding is... Silence is acquiescence, which means agreement.
This is true. This is getting us ready for Air Olympia in 5 minutes. Special guest Henry Noble and someone from Sisters Organized for Survival. I believe my friend Megan. It is going to be awesome.
I can't get away from politics no matter where I run. There's no escaping it. But in reality, no matter what you say, there's always a what if. And remember, I would love to hear your opinion. I don't care if you agree, if you disagree, if you have a question, if you have an argument. I want to hear it. Call 360-352-1646. Give me a call. I want to know what you have to say. I want to hear your opinion or your thought or your question or your idea or your knowledge. Dan is a walking receptacle for information. He's awesome. He is a prodigy in our own time. That's all right. I'm a party
no
in my
comment.
Own mind. So really, it's awesome. Yes, I am. It is. That's my 90, you know, 10% what happens to you, 90% how you roll with it.
Yeah.
That is my 90%.
No, that's true. And really that can make or break the day is, you know, waking up, you can be pulling over the day before and all the crap from it. You wake up with a bad attitude. You're going to have a bad day.
Yep, see.
Wake up. Yeah. Wake up happy.
See.
You know? Wake up happy. Look around. Just be happy that you actually woke up because, you know what?
See?
You're not controlling
that. If you're Dan, you could go, oh, man, I woke up again, and I'm 23. Much love, people. Thank you so much for listening to Mystic Possibilities. And as you heard, today's show was all full of topics for weeks to come.
Yeah.
Weeks to come. So we had Dan Prodigy in our own
peace
time.
Peace and love.
Selena, all about peace and love. Thanks for coming. And D came in and gave us his 2, 3, 4 cents worth. And I'm Mamba from Olympia. And peace and love. And I would love to hear you call or ask questions. And I will see you next week on Mystic Possibilities. Peace and love. Keep on thinking. I am so glad you are opening your minds. I will see you next week. KOWA.